One time, crew cab for the flatbed in my feeder truck. I parked right here. My truck is roughly 23 foot 6 inches. It came to right there. That's how close that is. You see, I took a picture of that when we went to the first meeting. I had a picture of my truck sitting here just so you guys have an idea of the other board. From where it starts going to the bank to there, my curb is 24 feet. And that's where they'd have to start. The 10 foot come in for your easement, and then there, and then 20 feet.
25
feet for the house. So that means how much the bank you have from the house.
Okay.
Oh, really?
All right. Go ahead, Will.
Hello. Again, my name is Doug Will, and I am opposed to this. And as I just brought out, the distance when we back out of that, my other truck is a 2016 150 crew cab. When I back out, just come straight out and back and around, I'm almost touching the curb on the other side. Just, you know, not cranking hard, but just a normal back out. So, as I brought out earlier, any cars that are parked out there, they make it very difficult to get out of my own driveway. You know, and it's the green space over there. I think I spoke to Scott before about that, about what that green space would be, how it would be protected, who maintains it, what has to be done. Once Build Right builds their duplexes that have been approved, who's responsible for maintaining that green space? Right now, I mean, it's an open space. Nobody maintains it. The kid across the street, well, next door to me, he goes out and he mows all that. You can see it's all been mowed. He's the one that goes out and mows all that, just so it's nice being out there.
Okay.
There is no maintenance out there on it.
Okay.
But I am opposed to it. I mean, you know all the reasons why. Safety issues, there's many safety issues there. My wife spoke of that bank coming out of there. I was in construction for 41 years. Did a lot of subterranean parking. I know what it takes to take that bank out of there and how you have to. And I believe the code says that it has to be uniformed to the original. Once they're done, it has to match the or be comparable to what originally was there. If he takes out that section of mountain, how can that be compatible to what was there before? I don't have the code. I had it before when I came, when we posed the very first time, and I should have brought it with me. But again, I'm very opposed to it, and I don't think you should give it to him.
Okay, thank you.
Stuart, can I ask a question for you? Yes, you made the comment that mapping routes cars through T Highway so that they don't cross the dam there. Is that your understanding?
Well, I said that.
Did you not say that?
No, sir.
My memory
I did not.
Is failing me.
No, I did not. I spoke of where my truck was, access was, and when I backed out of there, where just coming a normal backing out, where my truck came out into that.
Got it. Somebody else had mentioned that. Sorry,
that confusion. The short way because we live right there. So anybody that is going to be renting there will come in.
Well, off of 76, not through.
They'll
figure that out. They'll
use both accesses going around, going up to the shopping center. Either way. I mean, it's basically about the same amount going either way. So anybody that lives in that side over there will use both axes going around that road over there.
What was your address again? Sorry.
155 Sunrise Cove.
All right.
Any other questions, sir? Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks. Okay, anybody else have a question or a comment?
Eddie Davis of 480 Holtz Lake. Now, he mentioned that there was going to be houses that would be built with so many bedrooms downstairs and upstairs so that it could be a two-family house or a one-family house. Now, I would live next door to that. How would you address parking for that?
Are we on the old one we talked about the last time?
Yeah, he was talking about, like, right next door.
Where do you live?
480 Holtz Lake.
Okay, well, part of the guidelines is each one would require a driveway and garage with capacity to hold the four vehicles.
Even though it was stacked on top of one another,
yeah.
It would be one house, he said. So they could rent it to one family or two.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, I don't think it's relevant because we're already past that case and we're on a different case, so.
What was that?
We're on to a different case now, so I don't know if it's relevant at this point.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else before we go into discussion?
I've got a couple comments.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. Yes. No, I apologize.
To address the parking, if I'm correct, and Scott can correct me, it starts with one parking space per unit plus one per bedroom?
Yes. It matches your number of occupants. There need to be one parking space per two occupants. Two occupants per bedroom plus two occupants for the unit.
So basically one per unit plus one per bedroom.
Correct. You're
okay.
Exactly right.
So a three-bedroom unit would have four parking spaces. A duplex would have eight parking spaces. On the road width, as the people at 155 Sunrise Cove have said that the road is narrow there, it's one of the widest roads and wider than most of even some of the state highways like K Highway, J Highway, all that. It's actually 30 feet as they measured, 29 point something feet. As far as the problem with him backing out might be that he put an electric gate just a couple feet on the other side of the curb instead of back at his property line. So when he backs out, his narrowness of his gate is causing him an issue on backing his big vehicles out. Anyway, I'm talking. I think with the road width, it's definitely compatible. With the access, it's definitely compatible. It's already approved for duplexes. We understand the rules of, you know, cutting embankments and stuff. I think about every single project built in Taney County, whether it be a residential or house or whatever, deals with sloped embankments, dirt, rock. So I think we understand how to work with that. Regardless of traffic flow, the traffic for this is multifamily. By the traffic report, it's actually higher on the traffic report than it is for the multifamily it's already approved for. So any of these projects, any lot in this entire subdivision that I own can be a duplex. If I could figure out how to fit a fourplex, it can be a fourplex. Okay? If I wanted to combine a couple lots, I could make it a sixplex, an eightplex, a twelveplex. I could go build twelveplexes all over the place, as Tim Davis mentioned. I can fit on that 7 acres, I believe, 100-and-something units based on the county's rules, because there's 7 acres there. And I have the extra 6 acres, so long as I can prove parking, I could build a 10-story building with a parking garage. So, I'm not doing that. So, don't get any big ideas. But that's what's capable of going on this property. That doesn't require me coming here. None of that would require me to get or approve the road over the dam. I don't have to do that. I don't have to improve a road out there. I don't have to extend a road. I don't have to do anything. It's already platted. So I can just go to Scott and get a permit and do what I want. If I wanted to just do that, we wouldn't be here today. We would just go and build apartments or whatever without any coming in here and trying to bring a much better product to the neighborhood. That's all I have. Any questions?
I don't have questions.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Again, this is Doug Will. Address what Steve just said about my electric gate.
My electric gate sits there to there, going across that. My driveway, when I back out, it doesn't make a difference about that electric gate. The gate opens up and runs along the bush and runs along this bush. So the electric gate has no effect on how I back out of this area.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Well, I think we've just been told how nasty he can be, if he wants to be. So I think we all take that into consideration, because he has not presented a very pretty picture. If he wants to do it, we can all lump it. Now, I don't think that is any way for him to approach what he has brought before us. Thank you.
Okay. Any more comments before we go into discussion?
I'm Pat Holland, and I live at 490 Holtz Lake Drive. I have sympathy with those people there that live right across from where they're gonna. Those are $300,000 homes, and how would you like it if they put a duplex over there? With people coming and going, coming and going. I have sympathy for them. They bought there to retire and have a pretty house on a lake, and what are they getting now? You know, that's all I've got to say.
Thank you.
She brought a very good point up. It's not compatible. Those homes are all custom homes. Each one of them was. When they were built, they were all custom homes. My house sold about 4,000 feet. I think they're all probably in that general vicinity. Some a little bit smaller. I think there's one a little bit larger. A duplex is not something that is comparable to a custom home. A duplex, as he brought out once before, I believe, selling for around two and a half. My home was just looked at $500,000. How can that be comparable? It's not. You have two different, you have a duplex to a custom home right across the street. Those are not comparable. No matter how you look at it, it is not a comparable home.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wills. Okay, any other public comments before we go into discussion? Okay. Board.
This time I would again think that it's right in a commercial use area, and I don't have a concern with the road or him repairing that or how he gets to it, because there's no options in this case.
There's no changes that have to be made.
Nope, none that I would make to that.
Well, I mean, and there's a valid point. I mean, that could easily be an apartment complex. I mean, there's a lot of options that the owner could have taken other than this route. I understand that.
Sure. I assume you assume that risk when you build a custom home. Lots around you don't know exactly what's going to be built around you. Yeah. I understand that, and so why there's covenants to protect you and some of that, sure.
Okay. Do a motion?
So I would so move to approve permit number or 1904A, is that?
That's correct.
1904A, as it is.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'd second that with the decisions of record that the county puts on.
No changes to the staff recommendation. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'd second that.
Thank you, Rick. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Okay. So that case 19-04A has been approved.
Great. The storm looks like it's going to go north, guys.
Nice.
The red part. We're going to get rain.
Let's get finished.
Yeah, let's get knocked out.
That hates the coward. We'll protect us. We'll get riding down.
Let me go to...
Okay, we're moving on to 19-05A with SMBZ LLC. K,
Case number 1905A, SMBZ LLC is seeking to appeal the February 11th, 2019 Planning Commission's denial of the Division 3 permit number 8.